This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jared Greenberg, great guy, talented guy. NBA TV, NBA on TNT, NBA expert. And because he's a super good dude, as I said, graciously in this moment a guest here on Rider Than You. Jared, what's up, buddy?
My gracious, Tom promised me a few thousand bucks.
Tom does that. Tom's a liar, Jared. Let's just get it out there.
Oh, okay.
Tom's, right, no, I'm just kidding. No, good for you. Really, a couple grand?
Yeah.
All right. You let me know if the check doesn't clear, because we will give Tom a hard time every day on the show if he doesn't make good. A man's word is his bond and a contract
That's right.
Jared Greenberg here on the show. Before we get into the news of the day, I was just discussing a really interesting report from the New York Daily News and a reporter, Christian Winfield, who just gave some insight into the game of chicken going on between Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie wants a long deal. The Nets don't want to do that. For you, to what degree would you be willing or not willing to give Kyrie Irving a bunch of years to keep this situation going in Brooklyn?
I mean, the only way you have to realistically consider it if you're Brooklyn is if he comes in way under market value and you know, I'm not going to even throw out a number. I mean, I don't know, $10-15 million, I guess. I guess I will throw out a number. I lied to you. Sorry. I don't know. Like, so in the first instance that you feel like you want to trade him, you can. But the issue is that, like, if I'm the Nets, you've got to survey the landscape. You know, we've oftentimes deemed contracts untradeable. John Wall, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, and then all of a sudden, look, they're on a new team because there's somebody who wants that. And I would imagine there is somebody who would want Kyrie Irving, but I can't imagine for $40-50 million a year there would be somebody who would be willing to now trade half to three quarters of their roster to get him, right? Like, so I don't know. I would be very hesitant if I was the Nets. I was on the air the night that it came out that Kyrie and KD were going as a package deal to Brooklyn, and I thought it was a mistake at the time. I was shocked that KD was willing to attach himself to Kyrie. Great player, great talent, but just unpredictable in terms of number of injuries, got huge knee issues in his past, and then there's just always something that pops up. Whether he's right, wrong, or indifferent, there's just always something that pops up that keeps him from playing basketball in big moments. And, you know, for a team like Brooklyn, you got to win a championship. You got to contend for championships, and you can't have guys who are not around.
Jared Greenberg dropping truth here on CBS Sports Radio. Jared, I know it's somewhat of a fool's game to speculate about injuries when you see players not perform at a level you expect. But just watching Jimmy Butler, he doesn't look right to me. And we know, obviously, he missed part of a game in the series with some knee inflammation. Is that what's going on as your best guess? Would we chalk more of it up to the Celtics defense, which obviously has been impressive all year, at least since January, and certainly in the postseason? Is it a combination of things? How do we explain Jimmy Butler and company, like the whole team's offensive deficiencies the last couple games in particular?
You know, I thought Jeff Van Gundy made an outstanding point last night on the broadcast. I don't know if you heard this, Bill, where he started getting into, and then they kind of, you know, went off into a different area of subject. But I think what he started to say was, you know, it's a little ridiculous that we're willing to give certain guys a pass because they're on the court and injured, while other guys are on the court and have, you know, not necessarily the same injury, but also have issues with their body, and they're playing outstanding. Like Robert Williams last night, his defense last night was sensational. He's got as many injuries as anybody else out there. I'm sure Jimmy Butler is injured. I'm not questioning that at all, but he is out there. And I think we have to say, if you're going to be out there, you got to be good enough to play. And we can't use injury as an excuse, because especially in this matchup, when the Celtics have as many guys, if not more, that are banged up too. And key guys too. I mean, Tatum's shoulder is messed up. He missed his first 6 shots last night. So if we're not going to give Tatum a pass, why are we giving Jimmy Butler a pass? I think we've got to say, this Heat roster, which we thought was so good, there are some glaring issues to it. And we saw last night, like Bam Adebayo in the second half, or was it the fourth quarter, when he finally showed some darn initiative, he was able to score. But for the first 3 quarters of the game, it looked like he was afraid of Robert Williams. And at times, you know, Grant Williams and Al Horford were on him, and he still had that same hesitancy. So I don't know, man. I just think that there's a lack of support right now around Jimmy Butler, which is making his offensive issues last night much more glaring.
It is a great point. I did not hear that point, but it's a really astute observation. Talking to Jared Greenberg here on the show. And Jared, I'll say this. We saw the Celtics utterly confound Kevin Durant in the Nets. And then I think most folks, sounds like not you and I, but most folks thought Brooklyn was going to be a really formidable first round opponent for whoever they faced. It was Boston. I know that Giannis put up, you know, big numbers and his box score was great, and he's a great player. But the Celtics took a guy that shot almost 56% from the field in the regular season and turned him into a 45% field goal shooter and made it just really hard on him to do what he wanted to do. And obviously they're able to beat Milwaukee. And now they've done this to the Heat. Presuming that Boston is one of the 82% of teams that win a game 5 when the series is knotted like they did last night and they move on to play presumably the Warriors, what is the likelihood that the Celtics can keep surprising and make life a lot more difficult for the Warriors offense than maybe a lot of us anticipated?
Yeah, I mean, I do want to pause and say it wouldn't surprise me if this Boston-Miami series goes 7, right? Like, there was, based on the way the series has gone so far, we are very likely to see a much different Miami team tomorrow night than we did last night. But I will play along with you because I do like these games. I think, you know, Golden State has been up and down as well. And you know, they're a team that 2 weeks ago I was at a game thinking that I was in some surreal dream where they lost by 55 points to a team that didn't have its best player. Like, Golden State is – what I don't think people realize about Golden State is and I don't know if today they would admit this, but 2 months ago they would have admit this. They're a year ahead of where they expected to be. Right, because of how many young players they were bringing along that were important, plus Clay's injury, plus you throw in the midseason injury to Steph and Draymond. Like, this team thought, all right, well, whatever we get this year is gravy. Next year is the year we're going to bring back the dynasty and start to contend for championships. The fact that they're here now is remarkable, but they're also not the true form of who they will be eventually. Like, the Warriors may win a championship this year, Bill, and come into next season a whole lot better than they were during their championship run.
Jared Greenberg here on the show. All right, I like that you'll play along with these thought experiments. Let's just say that the Mavericks win tonight, which I don't think is the expected outcome, but it wouldn't be the most shocking thing on the face of the earth. Who would you peg, if that were to happen, to be more likely to stage a comeback down 3-2, the Mavs or the Heat?
I would say the Heat, just because they've been in these situations before, that they have that experience. Like Jason Kidd said something when they were down 3-0 the other day, which I thought was really poignant, and I wish people understood this, and it really is important that I think that internally Dallas understands that, at least their head coach does, that for the most part, with very few exceptions, Bill, in NBA history, particularly recent history, do you just get a champion out of nowhere, right? They typically build to something. They typically have some sort of setback in the years preceding their championship that teach them the importance of whatever values they need to learn to become the best of the best. And Dallas, yes, they've had some heartbreaking first-round losses over the last few years, But now this is real. Now they can taste it. Now they came into the series 4 wins away from going to competing for an NBA championship. Now this is a little different. This will be, I can almost guarantee you, this will be the series that gets Luka in check for coming into next season in shape and not messing around with the integrity of the regular season, to make him not only an MVP candidate next year, but also to make Dallas a championship contender. And that's, you know, that's why I don't think Dallas is quite ready just yet. I think Miami was a couple of wins away from a championship a couple of years ago, and they're all ticked off. And I know this to be fact. They're really mad at the world that thinks that they only made it to the NBA Finals because they were in the NBA bubble. And this whole bubble Butler thing, I'm sure, is going to be creeping into Jimmy Butler's mind over the next 24 hours here. And he's going to come out tomorrow, injured or not, and play significantly better.
Jared Greenberg. Jared, you're so good at your job, bro. I'm just going to brag. I usually brag about you guys when you get off, the good ones. I'm going to brag about you here. You are excellent at what you do. Jared S. Greenberg on Twitter is the follow. You can see him on NBA TV, NBA on TNT. And I'm Bill Ryder. This is Ryder Than You on CBS Sports Radio. Let me take something you said that I think is so interesting and so astute and take it to another sort of thought experiment place. You talked about, Jared, the Warriors being a year ahead of schedule. They're obviously capable of winning an NBA title this year. They are literally the betting favorite right now. It's the likely outcome, not the guaranteed outcome. If they win this year, they come in next year, and they're the favorites. And they manage to win next year, too. And we wake up in some universe where Steph Curry has 5 rings and, you know, a couple post-Durant, and LeBron is still at 4. Now, what the conversation will be on some of the shows in the morning, people screaming at each other. What's the proper way, the honest proper way, to analyze Steph and LeBron historically if we live in a universe where Steph Curry has more championships than LeBron James?
So I'm not going to ever go there and entertain the thought that Steph Curry was a better basketball player in his career than LeBron James. Like, and I'm near the top of the Steph Curry fan club. I'll admit that, but I'm not going to go there with Steph. Like, it just, the pure dominance that LeBron had over the game, the fact that LeBron is among the career leaders in assists, and also is going to eventually in the next 2 years become the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. And he was never in his career ever once known as a score-first guy. LeBron James is among the greatest of all time. Whether you want to put him ahead or behind of Kareem or Michael, that's up to you. You have that argument. But he's definitely ahead of Steph. But I think Steph has definitely become a top-5 point guard in the history of the NBA. Maybe top 3. And I think if he does that, if he gets to 5 rings, he is definitely, and I think he's already in the conversation. I'm probably on the outside looking in, but he's definitely there among the top 10 players of all time, definitely in the top 15. I mean, is he better all time than Oscar? Maybe. Is he better than Jerry West? Maybe. Jerry West, went to 9 NBA finals or 10 NBA finals and was 1-9 all time, right? Like, 5 is a lot better than 1. If we're going to say Bill Russell's in there just because he won 11 rings, then we got to put Steph Curry in there, right? So I think Steph Curry is definitely knocking on the door of being one of the 10 greatest players of all time.
Yeah, and that's sort of where I go. And where I go is I can't put Steph above LeBron for all the reasons you said in this make-believe scenario. I mean, I feel pretty, just personally, Jared, comfortable sort of going 1-4, right? Just I have an order in my brain or a group of guys that are pretty obvious. 5-12 get really difficult for me. I think they're fairly interchangeable. But I think I'd put Steph pretty high on that list if he gets to that point. And I think it's interesting, like, he might be the best point guard of all time. He's certainly in the conversation. Jared Greenberg here on the show. All right, Jared, last one for you, and I keep jumping around in time. Let's get back into the present. I saw, Jared, last night I saw 5 things in the air with my daughter on the beach that are not identified that were in the air. Now, someone told me it might be a fighter jet because they can come up vertically. So I'm just, my headspace is a little off because I saw a UFO. Not an alien spacecraft, I just saw something that did make sense in the air, and everyone on the show is making fun of me. Grounding myself again, no pun intended, what do you think happens in this game tonight? We know Luka Doncic is incredible in elimination games. We know the Warriors obviously have experience with putting teams away. Do you think there's a high likelihood the Mavs are in this thing and or can win this game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I love that you said how clutch he has become. You know, I'll just quickly, if you'll oblige, I'll go back to my 3 month prison stay in the NBA bubble. One of the signature moments, you know, if we were to ever write a book of the NBA bubble, one of the signature moments was Luka against the Clippers in the bubble. I was actually in my room, in my motel room in the bubble that they put us up at, and I wasn't at the arena. And I'm telling you, the whole place, which was a massive spread out campus, it wasn't like a hotel, like a traditional hotel where we were, where like there were rooms stacked among each other and it was like a skyscraper. It was like kind of like a motel feel. I'm not exaggerating when the entire campus just erupted and yelled out and yelped that Luka hit that shot against the Clippers inside the NBA bubble. It was just unbelievable. I think you got did you get the double bang, I think, from Mike Breen, which was unbelievable. So yes, he's capable. And yes, I would imagine this game will be tight tonight, but I think the Warriors close this out at home. Are they home? I'm all lost.
Yes, they are. No, I know. Yeah, trust me. It's it's hard to know. Right. No, I get it. Yes. They are home. They are home.
Yeah. The Warriors will close this out tonight in San Francisco.
So you'll appreciate this. I'll leave it here. I have made a huge error in judgment as it relates to the fabric of the universe, the time-space continuum of the NBA. I've never done this. Longtime sports writer, now sports, I guess, multimedia person. I never book travel until it's set. I learned the hard way. Don't write a column in the fourth quarter if a team's up 12, because then you start the column, you buy Bill Ryder, and then a single word after that, the game's going to turn. I did book my Warriors hotel, perhaps non-refundable, CBS Sports Viacom, when they got up 3-0. So there's a real degree of likelihood. Right. So, yes. So we're probably going to Dallas. I totally screwed everything up.
Well, I mean, that is risky. I've done way worse things than that.
Have you?
I won't say that over the air because, to me, it's not the company that I'm screwing over. It's like the teams, they find out that you're essentially rooting for something, and then they get really
right.
mad at you.
True. True.
I've done way worse things. I've had to change flights at 3 in the morning, Bill. Local time to get where I need to go at like 6 in the morning. So yeah, these things happen, and yes, it will ultimately be your fault. And keep in mind here too that the whole NBA Finals, the structure of it changes if Golden State wins versus Dallas, because Golden State has home court advantage over both Boston and Miami.
Right, right.
But Dallas only has home court advantage over Boston and not Miami.
Yep.
So if Dallas wins, we have three different scenarios of where this thing could start.
Yeah, no, I had hotels in Dallas and Miami, and look, I'm going to spend my day trying to explain, if the Mavs win, trying to explain to my bosses why I should be in San Francisco for an NBA Finals that's not there. So if you have any thoughts, Jared Greenberg, you have my phone number. But yeah, what do I say?
I just say you go. Just go to San Francisco no matter what, regardless of where the Finals are. I mean, you can zoom into everything these days, right?
That's true. And just every hotel room, yeah, they'll never know. Well, they will now because they listen. I was dumb by me. Jared Greenberg, you're a good man, buddy. I'm looking forward to seeing you, hopefully in San Francisco, but somewhere in the week.
Sure. Be good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.